right. Well, here's a little news out of Haiti you're going to like. Congressman Corey Mills says Americans deserve support from their government. Corey Mills helped 13 more Americans escape from Haiti. You know who's not down there? Bill and Hillary. They're not down there. I mean, they got billions of dollars for their nonprofit. They profited. The Haitians, not so much. Let's see. Port-au-Prince has become overrun by violent gangs because of the work of Prime Minister Ariel Henry declaring that he would step down. So the place went nuts. Absolutely nuts. With great pride, I announced that our team successfully conducted another rescue of 13 Americans out of Pap, Haiti, Mills said. He is second in the country after extracting 10 U.S. citizens last week. 30 Americans landed in Miami after being evacuated from the northern Haiti city of Cape Haitien on a U.S. government chartered flight. Anyhow. So there he goes. He's getting it done. And I, Corey Mills, I tip my hat to him. He's down there making it happen. What are we doing? I have led missions to rescue Americans multiple times when Joe Biden has deserted them. Wow. Ouch. Isn't that just the truth, though? Joe Biden wanted to let in the illegals and give them a place to stay and free everything at the behest of big corporations like Tyson and political parties that want power. All screwing. I mean, what does it do to benefit you? Nothing. Zero. Zilch. All right, U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon has handed down another win to former President Donald Trump. This happened yesterday, if you missed it. This is a big story. Telling Special Counsel Jack Smith to effectively hand over all classified materials to a jury for scrutiny or risk a Trump acquittal by refusing to do so. The Daily Beast, far-left publication, reporting that Judge Cannon's decision, handed down Monday night, backed Smith into a corner in terms of presenting evidence that Trump may have unlawfully taken documents from the White House containing national security secrets and other highly sensitive information. Either a jury of private citizens gets the chance to review the documents, or Smith runs the risk the jury will acquit Trump based on a lack of evidence that anything was actually classified. In her ruling, Judge Cannon wrote that Smith must consider several scenarios when presenting his case. Either, quote, a jury is permitted to examine all documents that President Trump retained and claimed were personal, or the jury must be instructed that a president has sole authority to categorize records as personal or presidential during his or her presidency. There it is. Either you put up the material or we're going to instruct to acquit. Cannon added that the 1978 Presidential Records Act, the PRA, is too vague and broad to encompass what a president may or may not declassify. Although there's no formal means in the PRA by which a president is to make that categorization, an ongoing president's decision to exclude what he or she considers to be personal records from presidential records transmitted to the National Archives and Records Administration constitutes a president's categorization of those records as personal under the PRA, she wrote. And if he appeals to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, Smith would find himself in another delay. They're never going to make it, you know, this year. Never. And he has long maintained, has Donald Trump, that any documents in his possession were declassified under the PRA. Opportunities for Trump's legal team also to examine 84 witnesses that have not happened yet. So you've got that happening. Interesting stuff everywhere. Interesting stuff pretty much everywhere, right? So, and this is another big development. I like this. I mean, we have some wins to talk about. Judge Eileen Cannon, that's a win for the rule of law in America, right? That's a win. The Supreme Court short-lived ruling 6-3 saying Texas could defend itself. That's a win. It's been set aside by the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, but it's a win because we're going to circle back to that. We're not done there yet. Here's another win. Texas taking $8.5 billion out of Larry Fink's BlackRock in a massive blow against the scam of ESG. They say, yeah, we're not doing this anymore. Terminating a massive $8.5 billion investment with trillion-dollar asset manager BlackRock over the state's determination that the firm is engaged in a boycott of energy companies. Texas is energy country. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to not support our companies in Texas. Larry Fink, you're out of line here. In the announcement first shared on Fox Business, Texas State Board of Education Chair Aaron Kinsey said the so-called Texas Permanent School Fund delivered a notice to BlackRock Tuesday informing the New York City-based firm of the action. According to Kinsey, the move made in accordance with the 2021 state law that seeks to distance the state and its large public purse from financial institutions boycotting oil and gas. Thank God. You know, if Texas leaves the union, I might just move to Texas. The Texas Permanent School Fund has a fiduciary duty to protect Texas schools by safeguarding and growing the approximately $1 billion in annual oil and gas royalties managed by the Texas General Land Office, Kinsey said. Terminating BlackRock's contract ensures PSS full compliance with Texas law. Hey, BlackRock. Yeah. ESG, you know, environment, social, and governance. Yeah, they don't care about that. What they care about is protecting their money. Protecting their money. Oh, speaking of abandonment, we just mentioned this with Joe Biden. I want to go to bite number six here. And there's a reason for this. General Mark Milley was in Washington yesterday, and you talk about people being abandoned. And remember when we left Afghanistan, how Joe Biden, nobody's going to be left behind. Then 13 American service members were killed because we refused to shoot the terrorist that was in plain sight because we had rules of engagement that were inappropriate, right? Well, here's General Mark Milley yesterday admitting we have no idea how many Americans were abandoned in Afghanistan, and we still don't. Listen.
Number of Americans. This was always an issue. The number of Americans, as General McKenzie said, an F-77 report is supposed to, every ambassador in every country of the world keeps an F-77 report, and they're supposed to track the Americans, where they're at, the phone numbers, address, et cetera, in the country. That was always a difficult number for us in the Department of Defense to get a hold of, and I think it's true at the tactical level and operational level as well. And I'll be candid. I don't know the exact number of Americans that were left behind because the starting number was never clear.
He has no idea. They never had accurate numbers. Didn't do their job. Nobody will be held to account, but that's where we are. America's farm market is Patriot Foods. Find the best meat, produce, and products all 100% made in America. Patriot Foods now offers a lot of organic options, including the best fruit and vegetables that you can find. So if it's organic that you want, Patriot Foods has you covered. If you're looking for the highest quality meat, Patriot Foods offer low-line Angus beef and Berkshire pork, which your family will love and thank you for. We have to look out for each other, and we have to look out for the American farmer. And that's why Patriot Foods was created, so you can be sure to buy the best products from the best farmers, American farmers. With new sales popping up almost daily and free blueberries today, by the way, you can go find out on the website, free blueberries available. You should be able to visit patriotfoods.com and enjoy it. Patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. You'll save 10% more. So stop by America's Farm Market at patriotfoods.com. Use the promo code Gruber. Save 10%. And get those free blueberries. Yeah, they're in there. Just got to go find them. Look under the fruits and vegetables. There's your breadcrumb for you. Patriotfoods.com, promo code Gruber. I'll be right back.
And we're off to somewhere.
To anywhere. Chatting about how Enbridge has invested in renewable energy projects like solar.
Right. That's what we're doing.
Yep. We're just two friends in a radio ad, letting everyone know these renewable energy projects can power more than 1 million homes.
It's the reason we're here, Zakiya.
It's the reason we exist, Mike.
So what happens when this commercial ends?
We say, tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to patriotsrelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with patriotsrelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit patriotsrelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's patriotsrelief.com or 877-230-1776.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented WellConnect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your WellConnect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. WellConnect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to WellConnect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113.